Good evening, everybody. Dave, I know there's a couple, or at least one deletion.
Yes, we have one item on the proposed agenda to delete, and that is under Russell Archip, the Milton Library Project. Not quite ready.
We'll get there eventually.
Next week.
Four is a magic number.
Can't say that much longer.
All right, gentlemen, you have a copy of the amended agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
So moved and seconded that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, you have the copy of printed forms, minutes from August the 12th. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion to approve the minutes for August 12th for Sussex County Council as in printed form.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we approve the minutes for August the 12th as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, you also have a copy of the August the 19th minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions? Be a none motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of Sussex County Council for that date as in printed form.
Okay. It's moved and seconded that we approve August 19th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Jim, correspondence?
Ask you to bear with me. There's quite a number of items tonight.
Okay.
First, thank you note from the Everlasting Hope Ministries thanking council for a donation that was used in connection with their annual anti-drug march and rally. A letter from Secretary of Homeland Security David Mitchell responding to a letter from Sussex County Emergency Medical Services regarding the support provided by the state agency during a tragic loss of paramedic Stephanie Calloway. A letter from the Delaware Geological Survey thanking council for continued support of geological research on properties maintained by your department, and specifically he's referring to a hole that was drilled on July 24 through August 1 at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, indicating that was a great success. A letter from the Safe Haven Animal Sanctuary thanking council for a gift of $1,250 in memory of Stephanie Calloway. A letter from the Delaware Safety Council thanking council for renewing its support of that organization and making a donation. A letter from the Bethel Historical Society thanking council for a donation that they used to help with advertising and entertainment costs for their Maritime Festival. A letter from Daryl Cole of Public Relations Office of DelDOT talking about the contract being signed to construct the new Indian River Inlet Bridge. A letter from the Bayshore Community Church to Mr. Dukes, thanking him for a donation toward the Blessings United Food Distribution Program. A letter from the Home Builders Association of Delaware talking about a push to amend the International Building Code to require sprinkler systems in residential homes, and asking you that if that comes up to not support that because it would increase the cost of building homes. A letter from Casey Lewis thanking council for a donation that was used to purchase material for his Eagle Scout project. An email from Brian Hall of OMB thanking Shane Abbott and Debbie Street for their efforts to assist OMB in the development of their annual report for the upcoming State General Assembly. And a letter from the Seaford Historical Society thanking council for a grant that they used to help enclose the museum's loading platform. And lastly, a letter from the Easter Seals organization talking about their newly constructed commemorative brick patio that is made possible by supporters like county council. And that's all the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from any of the council? Ian, good evening, Dave.
Good evening. The first item is the election scholarship contest, and since the 2000 election, as per suggestions from Councilman Phillips, we have offered an election contest on the county's website. And again, the proposal this year for your consideration is that it would be open to students 18 and younger who live in Sussex County, and they would predict the winners of the 23 national, state, and local elections in Sussex County. To break a tie, the winner must come closest to the number of votes for the governor in Delaware that they would receive in Sussex. And the winners would receive a post-high school college scholarship. 2 years ago, when we did this project, the winner received $200, and the next five received $100 each. I think Mr. Sparpaglione has a little handout that shows how our website will look if you concur with extending this program for another election cycle here. It was a very popular program and has been very popular with in our schools. And do you recall, Eddie, how many participated 2 years ago?
Approximately 300 and some change eligible entrants entered the contest. And we were... and in the past, we have been very successful in actually awarding a number of these scholarships. I don't have those specific numbers on those that have used them or not.
That's cool. So.
Some of the stuff that we had gone through was ensuring that getting student participation. We've had a number of local classes that have worked this into their social studies curriculum. It's a good way to both encourage and promote civic awareness, civic duty, and public service for these high school, middle school age students. And plus, it helps them talk to their parents about politics, so and have a vested interest. We were talking about increasing the awards potentially. We had come up with some basic numbers, approximately $200 each from each Councilmatic grant, and with Mr. Griffin again donating $200 as he did in 2 years prior, which would allow us to award a $300 first prize and $180 for the next five runners up. Another option that we were discussing was potentially making it a round number. If we could do $220 from each Councilmatic grant, doing one $300 prize and five $200 prizes, or any variation there too. So,
way too much pressure, Eddie.
Way too much pressure? Oh, come on. Chip's trying
and this
to play
will,
with it.
Will this start?
This
will
start
right after primary, I assume, tonight?
The official ballot for the national ticket, if you will, won't be set until approximately 10 days after the primary today. As soon as that is set, it will require probably a few days for us to get it squared away, but we expect it to be up inside of the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And do you contact the schools also?
We will be contacting the schools. I believe in years prior, Mr. Phillips has contacted a few schools to encourage participation.
Well, we can send letters.
And we can send letters. My wife happens to be a school teacher, so I'm sure I'll pass that along.
Absolutely.
Do you have any questions?
Any questions, Jim? I guess, but we okay. We can put that on the as far as the financial part, I guess, for next week on the agenda, or I don't know if we can vote on it.
Vote on it tonight, Mr. Griffin?
Is that the election contest?
We had it listed as
it was listed on the
election cost.
Right.
Scholarship
so could,
contest.
Okay.
I think you could.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if somebody like to make a motion, Vance?
I'll make a motion. Yeah, sure. You know how much money you want to bet?
He said $220.
$220 each. Okay. Make a motion, we allot $220 each from our Councilmanic grant money.
Take a second, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we allot $220 from each of our accounts for the election scholarship contest. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. So you can sweeten the pot again this year. Maybe we'll get some more people, huh?
I think we will. This year is a presidential election, and it should be very interesting to watch. So.
Going to be a good show.
We will send letters out to each school.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, those two. Fantastic.
Okay, the next item is appointments to the advisory committee for the aging and adults. I would like to thank Eddie Sparpaglione for the work he and his office do on the election contest. So, but the next item is appointments to the advisory committee for the aging of and adults with physical disabilities. We have two seats that are open. One is from Mr. Dukes' district, and one is from Mr. Rogers' district.
You got me? I don't have me yet.
Okay. We'll hold on that one then.
That's for the age, right? I talked to two people. I talked to mine and I forgot what her name was.
Anna Short.
Anna, what?
Anna Short.
Short, okay, that's right, thank you. I'll make a motion to appoint Anna Short to the Aging Committee for a period of 3 years, is it? 3 years, Robin?
Don't
ask me. 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I.
2 years.
It's a 2 year and a
3 year.
They split it up.
Okay.
Okay. Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Thank you. It's moved to second to reappoint Mrs. Short. And Physical Disability Committee. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Would you like to just hold off a week on yours, Lynn? Or
yes, I don't have one. I got one or two people I'm going to get back on.
Okay.
Can you put on next week, I guess I can't do it tonight, for the library advisory board, I've got someone to take Janice Tranberg's place. Her term's expired.
Okay.
Put that on next week, if you would, please.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, would you just... You just want to inform me when you want to put back on, or do you want to put it back
on
next
week? I'll try it again.
Okay.
You don't put it on, I'll forget it.
Somebody call and remind him.
We had a conversation.
Stay on, Robin.
We had a conversation.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he was mouthy about it, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. No, she wanted to be on.
Okay.
I do not.
Keep going, guys. There's a lot on this agenda. Keep going. Quit chatting.
Jesus, that's a lot cold.
You got a party to go to?
Yeah. I'm missing a good ball game now. Come on.
Okay.
There's no
Nobody's going to hold you here. That's right. Mr. Baker.
Okay, the next item is the Capital Transportation Program request, and I am passing out a copy of a proposal. This is a draft copy of Delaware transportation projects to be submitted to DLDOT for their consideration. DLDOT will be holding a public workshop this Thursday night from 4 to 7 p.m., and we will be there, or I will be there with this information. I'd like to review the report with you for your comments and consideration. And this is the cover page. If we go to the next page, the top chart comes out of our land use plan. These charts all come from our land use plan. Shows average annual daily traffic in 2005, and the wider the line, the more traffic. As you can see, Route 1, Route 13, and parts of 113 are the widest with the most traffic, with over 30,000 vehicles per day. The bottom charts show congestion, and in 2000, it compares 2000 and 2030 estimates for year-round congestion and summer congestion. And as you can see, there is, and this is assuming the currently planned projects are completed. So making that assumption, there's still, and there are various assumptions on growth.
That's the same project that's been on here for the last how many years?
Yeah.
And that's soon we all get hit with lightning, too.
Sort of highlights the problem.
Right, I see.
The next page shows the copy of the land use plan map. We believe this request is consistent with our land use plan, which does recommend sub-area planning and special development districts to help with additional funding for state roads. And then at the bottom is a list of county priorities. They're very similar to what has been on here the last few years. Number one, again, is east-west improvements and then evacuation routes, Route 1 improvements, Indian River Inlet Bridge and other bridges, local county road concerns, north-south roads, economic development, transportation, and alternative transportation. If we go to the next page, we have some pictures of some east-west roadways and then some description. We're recommending resurfacing of shoulders to highway standards, intersection improvements, turn lanes, et cetera, on these east-west highways, which do become bogged down. We're also recommending the increase of uses of the use of blinking left turn lights, which is more common and seems to be more common in Newcastle and Kent County to help alleviate congestion. And as you can see on the roads, Route 26 and again on Route 24, Route 26, we're recommending completion of detour routes. The county with its sewer project is now working on paving a number of different roads and repaving a number of different roads, which is helping. Still, the major project there is to add a turn lane and shoulders on Route 26. Route 24, again, we are recommending widening and additional turn lanes, shoulder improvements on Route 9, 404, and 16. Again, intersection improvements. We need increased capacity, especially on Route 9. Completion of the 404 and US 13 work. Route 54, west of Kennewick, we're recommending center turn lane, shoulders, and sidewalks. Eventually all the way to Selbyville.
Sidewalks to Selbyville?
Mm-hmm. Well, sidewalks not sidewalk to Selbyville? Selbyville, no, that's probably. But widening a center turn lane shoulder.
You just see if you pay attention.
Yeah. On evacuation routes, we believe we do need to make the public more aware with the use of websites. We have it set up on our website where it can be easily tabbed. We took a look at that again this past weekend, in working with the press, signs, message boards, radio. We are recommending that the signals on evacuation routes be added to the state's computerized system so that in the event there is an evacuation, we can more efficiently handle the signals. And we're, of course, recommending turn lanes, intersection improvements on the evacuation routes. On Route 1, we have these are pretty similar to what we had last year. 5 points overpass, great separation there. Intersection of 16 and 1 near Milton, very dangerous intersection. Improvements, possible grade separation there. What's been renamed a local transportation connector, which is when we believe is important that the consensus of local citizens be considered. And then sidewalks on Route 1, and then improvements at Westcoats Corner, which is a confusing intersection just outside Lewis. And then here's a picture of the current Indian River Inlet Bridge and the bridge over St. George's, and that work is, of course, this is very important for emergency services and transportation in the east side of Sussex County.
$70 million sandbox.
As far as other bridges, you go to the next one, Eddie. Delaware ranks third highest in the nation regarding bridge safety, but there are 8 structurally deficient bridges in the county, according to DelDOT in 2006. So we are recommending close attention to those. And local road concerns, we are especially concerned about local roads. They often serve as alternative routes for major thoroughfares. There's some typical problems with shoulders and lacking turn lanes and surface problems and difficulties with bikes and pedestrians along a number of these roads. And also, we are recommending again to abandon the practice of tar and chipping surface treatments in Sussex County.
They keep telling us they don't do it anymore, Dave.
Yeah. And then, you know, you see a list here that we've tried to put together. There are many more, but we did try to limit them and include a number on the list. North-south road improvements. DelDOT is working on the north-south limited access, or planning for the north-south limited access highway. Again, the advantage is it would alleviate traffic congestions on Route 1 as well as Route 13. Again, they are continuing that work with, they indicated that perhaps the first part of that might be work around Georgetown. Economic development, work at the county's industrial park, which is directly tied to economic development. Our five-year capital plan estimates expenditures of $30 million at the industrial airpark, with a substantial amount provided from the federal government through the FAA. We are requesting some state assistance, approximately $449,000 during the next 5 years of state funding as a match of FAA funds. Again, there are 17 employers out there, 1,080 jobs, annual payroll of $39 million. And this is right out of our five-year capital plan, capital improvement plan. Transportation alternatives, we believe this is important considering the cost of energy and how it's increased. As you can see on that previous chart, there is a chart of the bus routes in Sussex County. Our thoughts are that perhaps we need, or DART needs to look at that and perhaps try to expand it, recognizing maybe greater need and greater desire of the public to use it. We coordinated paratransit, we believe, is important to more efficiently handle senior and disabled population issue or transportation issues, expanded park and ride, and then bike and pedestrian to complement our vehicle transportation. As far as closing remarks, again, the county's population is expected to increase 28% between 2005 and 2020. All of our industries are dependent on a solid transportation system, and we have, as in the past, encouraged the state to increase funding for transportation in Sussex County. Given rising energy costs, perhaps now is an appropriate time to re-examine some of the mass transit and other options that may be available. So with that, I'll open it up for discussion. I would like to thank our staff. Again, Eddie Sporpaglioni has spent considerable time helping, and Chip Guy has helped put this together, and Kathy Roth also helped. So it is a substantial effort to put this together each year.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Chip. Any additions or anything, George?
No, it's obviously targeted all the problem areas, and okay.
Mr. Duke,
see what happens.
Now, I read it over the weekend, and I thought you did an excellent job in putting the packet together. I just hope that the money's there waiting for us to we got plenty of ideas. Hope they got money to spend it on, or money to pay for it with. It's like we go back every year for the same roads over and over and over.
Well, I've changed too many of them.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Eliminate the bridge, maybe I can get scrape up a few bucks for it. Mr. Rogers, anything?
No, for 12 years, Pineville Beach Road has been on there and it's still flooding. People can't get out.
We were stressing that more now because of the last May, the Mother's Day storm.
That's a public safety.
It was a real problem, right?
Right.
There's no doubt that, I think, was it Delta has a 6-year plan? Is that what they say they have? This is a 12-year plan. This is where this 6-year plan has turned into a 12-year plan, so that it's you know, and it's not going to get any easier because they're financially no better off than they were. I hope they will listen. I hope they will at least make an effort. Thank you, Dave, and thanks for doing that. And you'll present this on the September 11th, right? Is that correct?
Yes, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The next item I have is Dell Tech and Community College lease. I have a copy here of, as you're aware, the county council has purchased and renovated a hangar at the county, at the airport, and the purpose of that was to establish a location for an airframe mechanics training program. Tonight, we would like to discuss a proposal for a lease with Dell Tech, which we've talked about a little bit in the past, for the use of this, the county's renovated hangar at the airport. Again, we purchased and renovated the hangar. Next Tuesday, Gene Kelly from the County Engineering Department will request your approval to grant substantial completion for the construction contract. Approximately 20 students are starting the program this semester, this month, and they are participating in the program at the Dell Tech Georgetown location. Dell Tech anticipates using the hangar for the spring semester, if not sooner. And there was a short delay in the construction contract because the original design for the contract did not include a fire pump for the sprinkler system that was later required. And so that did hold us up. There were a couple other, there was Delmarva Power also had an issue with the electricity and how, and Mr. Kelly can explain that better next week. But I would like to review these proposed terms. We are proposing, again, a 30-year lease for this lot that the hangar is located on. Parties, if they so desired, could negotiate an extension. The use is limited for the college to use it for an aeronautical-related accredited post-secondary education, so aeronautically-related college program. Utilities would be paid by Dell Tech. The rent is zero. Assignment and subletting would not be allowed. Insurance, Dell Tech would be responsible for general liability, workers' comp, aircraft liability insurance. The county, since we do own the building, would be responsible to cover property insurance for the building. The college would insure equipment and building contents. Delaware Technical and Community College is already considering an addition to the building to expand the program, and they have and part of the lease would be to agree that we would allow the addition subject to the county engineering department review of the plans and whatnot, and Dell Tech would construct the addition at their cost. So if there aren't any questions,
I have questions.
Article that was in the paper then is not accurate, because it was, I was in way out of county last week, and I come home, I saw this, and I thought, why didn't someone say something about it? I didn't know we were holding them up. So I'm glad to hear that it was not our fault, even though this article sort of insinuates that.
Yes, it was a result that we had a delay due, you might remember the change order that was involved with a fire pump, and that was a delay because that was not included in the original design, and then they had to order some additional parts related to the electric that Mr. Kelly can better explain than I.
Well, they're going, I think you told us a while ago that they're going to soon, it's going to soon be open?
Yes.
Or they can use a part of it soon?
Yes. We are, tomorrow or the day after, we will have it available to Dell Tech. They can start their work in it. We are going to, Mr. Kelly will bring in the contract and ask for substantial completion retroactive to a date this week.
Good. So, okay.
You got a motion, please, Dave?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a lease with Delaware Technical and Community College for 30 years for an accredited aeronautical post-secondary education program with Delaware Technical and Community College covering utility costs, most maintenance costs, subject to approval by the county administrator and county attorney.
Motion, please, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second, please. Mr. Moved and second that we approve the lease as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. And then the last item, the county administrator's report. First item is the Sussex County Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities will be meeting September 15th at the West Complex in Georgetown at 10 a.m. One of the topics is budget cuts on for services for senior citizens. Next item is, we regret to announce that Ms. Etta Mae Richardson, who is employed by Sussex County as a deputy in the Recorder Deeds Office from January 3rd, 1967 through January 7th, 1975, passed away on August 31st. We wish to express our condolences to Ms. Richardson's family. And then beneficial acceptance, the Engineering Department granted beneficial acceptance to three different projects, Long Neck Medical Office on August 22nd, consisting of about a 9,000 square foot medical building, lands of Dennis and Peggy Wyatt, was also granted beneficial acceptance, and that's part of the Ellendale Sewer District. And then Long Neck Shores Phase 4, again, Long Neck Sewer District was also granted beneficial acceptance. And Tropical Storm Hannah, as per the attached press release, the Sussex County Emergency Operations Department was on alert this past Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, to monitor Tropical Storm Hannah. Fortunately, the county was spared any major damage from the storm, although there were disruptions to power service and some tree damage. Wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour were recorded, but there was minimal damage from any flooding. I wish to thank our employees at the EOC, including Joe Thomas, Debbie Jones, Ricky Short, Carol Cathell, who were on alert there, responding to calls and monitoring the situation on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions for Mr. Baker? Being none, Susie?
Thank you. In your packet 2 weeks ago, I believe, you